Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon and welcome in to WEEI Afternoons here from our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens adjusting his Red Sox World Series cap. He probably had a few naps over the last 4 days, as we all did. Ate too much turkey, watched too much football. And he's a vest guy today. Everybody made fun of me when I said I wanted a vest, but Nick Fitzy-Stevens is a vest guy.
I am feeling very festive because it is December 1st. It is the month of Christmas. We are in the holiday season, and I have no desire to get off the ride anytime soon. And I'm feeling very festive because I was doing yard work, and it's old, and I'm old and cold. I also hit my head on the garage door earlier, so I can't promise you what kind of show I'm going to do today, Art.
Oh, great, 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 great. Just going to be spewing anything that comes out of his mouth in a concussed state of mind here.
So basically, I'm going to be doing my best Andy Hart impersonation.
Okay, I like it. I like it. It is game day down at Gillette Stadium. We have a Monday night football game, Patriots and Giants. Going to be a chilly one. Down in Foxborough, we'll dip into the 20s and maybe the low 20s by the fourth quarter. So Drake May, North Carolina boy, let's see how you fare in the 20-degree weather. Andy Borogalis, who famously said anything below 72 is cold. Well, this is apparently frigid for him. And I also throw in there Jackson Dart, who we did a little research, Fitzy, because I was like, hey, we question Drake May. Jackson Dart went to USC, and then he goes to Ole Miss. A Utah boy, and we looked up his hometown, 31 degrees right now, so I'm guessing Jackson Dart is a little more familiar throwing a cold football than Drake May.
Yeah, he probably is, and he also could be, this is not to be discounted in any way, shape, or form, because you got to look for every little advantage, every nugget, every thread you possibly can to get the job done when you're playing a team that's going to come in, a wounded dog playing with house money. Basically, the New York Giants tonight, Andy, are going to be, you know, like when you play in the Turkey Bowl when you come home for Thanksgiving weekend and, you know, a couple guys are, you know, from out of town, college guy like yourself. And then you got a couple of the regulars from your hometown.
The townies.
The townies really want to make that game count because they want to show you that just because you're fancy and on the radio doesn't mean that they're not awesome. And they're like, wow, I think they just made somebody bleed 5 minutes into the game. Like, the Giants might be the townie tonight. The Giants might be playing extra aggressive, although Jackson Dart could be a little overcome with emotion now that his former head coach has decided to abandon his team for bigger dollars down in the bayou. So, you know, a lot of factors, a lot of variables at play tonight.
I think we're going to get into that Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss, LSU situation in the 3 o'clock hour doing the 3-point stance. 4:30, we'll have our weekly chat with Brian Hoyer. But this time around, instead of the usual post-game Tuesday afternoon, it's going to be on a Monday afternoon, a little pregame. See how he sees this matchup between two young quarterbacks and everything that's going on with the Patriots, with the injuries. By the way, we did have a late addition to the Patriots injury report. Garrett Bradbury, your veteran center, is ill and is now questionable for the game. Now, that doesn't mean, Fitzy, I see your eyeballs, they're bugging out your head. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean they're going to be down three starters on the offensive line, but it does mean by NFL standards that is a possibility.
They have to report his malnutrition and his dehydration and whatever else is going on. Obviously, Mrs. Bradbury or someone else there and probably should have left the turkey an extra long or not put the dressing inside the bird because, you know, it's a very dangerous game they play. If he is out, that means Ben Brown will then have to shift from left guard to center, which means please feel free to tell me who plays left guard.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later after I consult a depth chart and maybe a text to Paul Perillo or somebody, Mike Reese, Mike Giardi, somebody down at Gillette.
CC, Mike Dusso, if you're listening, please let us know.
Dan Ball has his hand raised. He's got an idea. How are you?
Good afternoon, boys. Hope you had a wonderful holiday. And
happy December.
I believe Caden Wallace is your next man up, unless you're elevating somebody from the practice squad, because I don't think Marcus Bryant has played any guard. So congratulations to Caden Wallace, your left guard.
Penn State's Caden Wallace next to insert name of discount university here's Verdarian Lowe on the left side with Ben Brown up the gut. I mean, Andy, I'm already expecting Josh McDaniels to go deep, 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 deep into his bag tonight to keep the Giants off balance and the offense moving. But oh, boy. Oh, boy. There we go.
Another reminder as well. Don't just stick around 4:30 for the Brian Hoyer interview, although you should because it's weekly one of our best interviews here on WEEI Afternoons. But also, our first day of QB Under the Tree giveaway. We will be giving away a football autographed by a Patriots quarterback. Could be current, could be former. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of options out there. There's Hall of Famers. There's red jackets and gold jackets and others that don't get that can buy their own
Jimmy
jackets.
Garoppolo.
Probably bought an L.L. Bean one while they were here in New England at some point. But, yeah, a lot of quarterbacks out there. We will 4:30 be
Michael
asking
Bishop,
you for
Michael Bishop.
The play call that was given out this morning on the Greg Hill Show, and you could win yourself an autographed football by a Patriots quarterback past and or present. Wouldn't it be cool if we gave away a Brian Hoyer football during the Brian Hoyer segment? He's
that
an option.
That would be incredibly well-timed, wouldn't it?
It would be, but you'll have to stick around to 4:30 to win a football, find out who it's from, and celebrate with the lucky winner. So, Fitzy, let's get into this football game. The offensive line, I'm not going to lie to you, could be growing into my biggest concern. You know, I kind of laughed off that Verdarian Lowe has started games. So, okay, it's not going to be great, but Verdarian Lowe. I think some people are like, oh, he graded out okay this past week. Okay, all right, stick
it's
your
grades. It's not that different from Will Campbell's PFF.
Yeah, you can stick that. Okay, well, I got to criticize something. Because if you tell me Verdarian Lowe is not that different than Will Campbell, then you blew the fourth pick in the draft. Because I'd expect the fourth pick in the draft to be a lot better than the journeyman Jag guy who stunk a year ago and everybody wanted to run out of town. Anyway, be that as it may. So there is the possibility, we have to acknowledge, that they'll be down three starters on the offensive line going against Brian Burns, who has 13 sacks, Dexter Lawrence. Like, there's some guys up front that can make your life a little bit difficult. And this is a defense that does allow 5.9 yards per carry on the ground. The problem is, I don't know if you can go after those 5.9 yards per carry on the ground because, well, last time we saw Ramondre Stevenson, he was getting 0.8 yards per carry on the ground against an also bad run defense. So. Yeah. Is the offensive line, the run game, the front, is that the biggest concern in this game, or is there something else there?
With all due respect to the linebackers, the way Gonzo played in Cincinnati, the absence of Milton Williams, which does send, extra night at the in-law shivers down my spine, 1,010%. If you don't believe that the offensive line is your primary concern tonight, or if you're not hyper-focused on their ability to both open holes for the running game and protect the franchise from North Carolina, you're just not paying attention to football because this is legitimately alarming. You went up against the 31st ranked rushing defense last week, and you barely averaged 3 yards a carry, and Mondre couldn't even average a yard a carry. I understand he was coming off of an injury. Oh, and BT Dubs, you were horrendous in the red zone and on the goal line when you couldn't punch it through like 16 different times from the one. So, yeah, this is a legitimate concern tonight. And again, Cincinnati was playing aggressively. They had a chance to win that game. And then we saw, Andy, by the way, a couple of Thanksgiving notes. Thank God that Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase didn't play in that game 8 days ago, because the way they looked like absolute savages in Baltimore on Thursday night, I think that would have been a different result for your Patriots.
Yeah, and all these people that have been trying to talk us into Lamar Jackson's Ravens were going to be the dangerous team late in the year when he gets healthy and gets right. Well, he doesn't look right. I don't know if he's healthy, but he doesn't look right, Lamar Jackson. And Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs were going to be that team. Outside shot, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the In the Hunt graphic, that one that Patriots fans dreamed of being involved in way back in the summer.
Good times.
The last team that is being included in the Hunt graphic is the Bengals with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. And that team that maybe, just maybe, could dig themselves out of a massive hole and get into the postseason. And obviously, if they get in the postseason, they're dangerous because it means they went on like a 6-game winning streak to close out the year or whatever the hell it is. So that's interesting. We're going to get to some of the recap of the weekend because I had one very simple takeaway from the weekend, but I'm going to sit on it. It's a very simple takeaway, and I think Patriots fans will appreciate it and enjoy hearing it. But we heard Brian Burns off the top, 13 sacks for the Giants, more than half the sacks for the Giants. Those interesting comments about Drake May being too secure in the pocket or whatever?
Yeah, like
too poised. Wait, too poised?
That's his whole thing about Drake. Like, all the work they've done to make Dre more comfortable in the pocket and try to remain a passer for as long as possible, I think Brian Burns thinks that, while that's cute and all, he thinks that's a detriment to Drake's performance, and that could leave him susceptible tonight to a sack attack from the likes of Dexter Lawrence himself and Abdul Carter, who, though he went just before the Pats got Will Campbell and only has a sack on the season, does have 36 pressures. And wouldn't, like, what better night, Andy, for a guy like Carter or anybody else to make their name or restake a claim than on Monday Night Football against the supposed number one team in football?
So Brian Burns is apparently looking past this makeshift offensive line and putting the onus on Drake May. Let's hear the follow-up and the explanation of what he meant with that answer.
What do you mean about two poise? I think folks have said that about Jackson Dart a little bit too, of maybe there's a little bit of how do you sort of exploit that as a defender?
Really just getting to him, like hitting his blind spots, like his backside. Like, I feel like at times he's so caught up in, you know, making the right play or, getting so caught up in his routes downfield, he just forgets about somewhat of what who's rushing him, if that makes sense. Like, what I mean by poise, it could be a bad thing, could be a good thing, but what I mean by poise is that he takes his time, that he makes the right reads, and, you know, he tries to make the right play. It can also bite you in the butt at a certain amount of times if, you know, you got edge rushers coming and you're not really too cognitive of where they are.
So, what?
Trying to sound very smart there by the cognitive.
Yeah, I think he meant cognizant. I think he actually said
pretty,
the wrong
I'm
word.
I'm 99% sure. Pretty sure. He tried to use an adult word, and was like, nah, just stick to football.
And the football analysis there is, so he's too fixated on making the right read. And it sounds like Brian Burns sees Drake May doing everything that his offensive coaches have asked him to do. Like, move with your eyes down the field. Stay as a passer as long as possible. Like, don't freak out and just run. Sounds like Brian Burns thinks that Drake May should just freak out and run a little bit more often. Now, I don't know if that's a ominous phrase for him. Like, he's expecting to be chasing him and hopes he does look downfield to make plays. But haven't we praised Drake May for doing just that? Like, keeping his eyes downfield, flicking the ball downfield, and making big plays down the field?
His criticisms of him are of things that most of us, and of course his coaching staff, would likely praise him for. Like, oh, good, you didn't just take off. Oh, you didn't just make a crazy, you know, North Carolina Favre read. Oh, you did. You actually were able to run through your progressions. Oh, yeah. You remained patient.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the face of pressure. Oh, wow. Look at that. You climbed the pocket accordingly, drawing more Brady-like comparisons at the age of 23. Like, that's all great. But again, this all is, to borrow an Andy Hart portmanteau, hingent upon the Patriots offensive line being able to give him more than 1.7 seconds of time. Because I know Drake does tend to hold, I forget, Teddy brought this info to the table last week. I think he's in the lower third of quarterbacks and the time they like to hold on to the ball before their pass release.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't be holding the ball tonight if I were him, at least not early on. Nah. At least not till I get a feel for what Vedarian Lowe and whoever the other people are lined up at guard and center are doing, depending on how the health report plays out.
Vedarian Lowe and the rest of them. That's how they're going to be introduced tonight. And give it up for Vedarian Lowe and the rest of them.
And Drake will be like, hey, I'm Drake. What's your name? Oh, you're Caden. Nice to meet you, Caden. Good. I see Wallace on the back of your jersey. That must be your last name.
It's got a nice sitcom feel, right, to it? Vedarian Lowe and Friends.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, yep. Right up until hilarity did not ensue and chaos ensued. But so Brian Burns made those comments. Drake May was asked about it, I think, on Wednesday, going back now to his midweek press conference. But Drake May answered this, I think, the way I would have.
Sure, you know, I would not 100% what that really means. You know, I try to keep my eyes on the field with feeling the pressure. I think that's part of playing the position. So, you know, just trying to make the right play. And I know he's a great player and he's had a great year. So just try to have a feel, I guess, of you know, where he's at. And I know he's made a lot of plays. So just keep on doing, you know, what I'm doing of, you know, trying to, you know, avoid those guys and hit our guys downfield.
Yeah, if Drake May's greatest criticism is he's too poised and he keeps his eyes downfield too often while dealing with pressure, well, yeah, I was wrong. He's not going to have a red jacket. He's going to have a gold jacket. Yes, Dan Ball.
Like, you know how you go into a job interview and you have to give weaknesses, but they actually end up being compliments to yourself? Yeah. Well, I work too hard. I commit too much to my job. That's kind of what that feels
like. Yeah, Drake May can now say, I mean, elite pass rushers say I'm too poised when I'm looking downfield. I'm just way too poised, and I know I've been trying to become less poised, but it's really difficult to do for me because I was born poised and really grew up poised in the pocket.
Yeah, some say I'm too humble. I always direct MVP chance up my running back or the other quarterback.
Okay, so
yeah, I do the worst thing. I keep trying to make the right read. I keep trying to maintain my balance and you know, move throughout the pocket accordingly. It's really just it's a shame for me and everyone that's put in all the time helping me become who I am.
So the 508, the 401, people are responding, and we're being a little facetious. You might have heard that revolving around Drake May before. It's what Stephen A. said he was being when he called him a liar a couple weeks ago. The 508 says he's saying he holds the ball too long and takes too many sacks. The 401 says he is right. He is saying to he holds the ball, yes, but to do it smartly. You can hold it too long. Yeah, we know what he's trying to say. He did not execute it very well at all. He said nothing. Cam Newton would be proud of Brian Burns' take because he's like, wait, what did this guy say? Hey, he said good words there. You see, he slipped in cognitive at the end of that. That's a good word to use. He should probably put a big
hat
on.
He sounds educated. Yeah, this sounds like this. Oh, man, if they can play like he talks, then the Patriots are in huge trouble tonight. By the way, shout out also on the text line, the 508, our pal Mike Young, who runs Tailgater 2000 in the lots across from Gillette Stadium. Hope you humps had a happy Thanksgiving. The Rev and the tailgate crew and I are streaming you guys on the way down to the stadium as our pregame. Can we get a shout out? Yes, you can. Thank you guys for making us your pregame party on the way to the Razor.
Not only can you, I think you just did. 617-779-7937.
But this is merely a warning. Don't keep poking this bell.
Oh, I'm going to keep poking, Cam, because I saw the follow-up video. I don't even know where it aired. Was it your podcast, somebody else's, when you had your Teddy Bruschi jersey on from the mid-90s? That pretty blue one with the big shoulder Elvises and the hat that matched, and I still have no idea what the hell you were talking about. I think maybe it's a me problem. Maybe I was too distracted by your attire, the jersey, the hat, and all that.
Bruschi, get it? Bruschi.
Yeah, I didn't get it. Was he talking about beer?
Yeah. Like Stephen A. Smith, Cam Newton is so good at TV. This morning, Stephen A. Smith, actually, when they were talking about Mike Tomlin in the decline of the Steelers, Stephen A. Smith was in his very low, serious voice, Andrew Hart. And he said, Cam, look into this camera. He literally had to tell him which camera to look in on live
TV. The one with
TV.
The red light on. See the red light on top? That means you're supposed to look into it. Speaking of issues, we'll leave Rodney Harrison alone. He said he was overtired, and that's all
Sunday
night.
Honestly, what was that? That was
he
a
said he was
alarming.
Exhausted. He said he was exhausted. I didn't know this. Brag, by the way. Brag of the week. Rodney has two Division I sons, and he's been bouncing all around the country, flying to their various games and family and different things. So he was on like 3 hours sleep, and he claimed he was just, it was exhaustion that forced him to have an awkward moment on TV last night. Yes, Dan Ball?
No, share your real reason why you think it happened.
I blame people like Dan Ball. I think there was a producer who was saying way too much into Rodney's ear at the same time that Jacques Collinsworth was asking him a question. And like some of us do, who aren't, you know, 25-year veterans in this business, he got a little shook. He got a little confused. And he's like, voices in my head, this guy, that guy. Stop it. Stop talking to my ear, Stiz.
I love the fact, Dan, that you tried to help Andy understand it and you ended up getting thrown under the bus.
That's what happens.
That'll teach you. That'll teach you, Dan Ball, to try to be more helpful on the radio program.
That's the Andy Hart difference there, Fitzy.
617-779-7937. So how are you feeling about Giants, Patriots? Is there a trap factor here? We'll get to our predictions later in the show around 5:30, but I think some of us think there is a trap possibility, at least early in this game. Weather could be an issue. Jackson Dart is much better under center for the Giants than anything else they've had this season. Drake May got his Christmas tree with Tommy DeVito. Don't know what that matters, but it was on social media, and he used to play for the Giants, so I thought I'd throw it in there. 617-779-7937. Patriots, Giants, and Drake May. Another primetime opportunity after Matthew Stafford threw a couple picks yesterday in a loss for the Rams. Is the MVP race now wide open? And is the top a spot the NFL wide open if the Patriots can go put an impressive performance up tonight against the Giants? All that and more here on a pregame edition of WEEI Afternoon. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.